Well, good afternoon, everybody. It's encouraging that you've tuned in for a short testimony today. And we're in Toronto, Free Presbyterian Church in Ontario, Canada. And this is Pastor Larry Saunders. He's the minister here in the church. And we've been with him for a couple of weeks doing some meetings. And it's been a blessed and a happy time. So we're just going to ask our brother how he became a Christian and just to share from his heart just how the Lord has blessed him in his life. So, brother, thank you for doing this, and may God bless you as you share.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. It's a very special thing to share how Christ has worked in my own life and what he means to me. And I think the opportunity of giving a testimony is a great privilege, and I'm thankful for the opportunity we've had just to have fellowship and the meetings we've enjoyed greatly this week. I was brought up in the Salvation Army, and a young boy, the age of eight, I can remember my brother came home one evening. He was at a youth retreat, and he gave his heart to the Lord. And he said to me, as we shared the same room together, he said, "Larry, you need to ask the Lord in your heart." And I don't remember what else he said, but what he did say, and I just said, "Yeah, well, that sounds, I need to do that." And so simply knelt down beside the bed and I asked the Lord to forgive me, and I believe he answered my prayer. It's kind of strange because one of the things that really struck me about the knowledge of my salvation was my mom always told me to not to hang around with this guy at school who was a bad boy. And I used to love hanging around with that guy because he was a lot of fun. But as soon as I had come to the Lord, I knew immediately that that guy was a bad influence and I need to stay away from him because what he was doing was not right. And so that was a very peculiar thing and a very simple thing, but it really stuck out in my mind about that. Now, I must say that I didn't have assurance of salvation as the years seemed to have gone by. And I would always ask my dad, "So how do you know you're a believer?" I didn't feel any different. I didn't have any bolt of lightning experience. It was something very simple and I didn't know. So my dad, he very carefully brought me to some simple questions. He said, "Do you believe the Bible is the Word of God?" And I remember in my young mind, I'm now about 10 years old, I guess, but I can remember no one had to convince me about the Bible being the Word of God. I just believed it. I knew it. He said, "Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God?" I said, "Yes, I do." "And do you believe that God sent his Son to die on the cross?" I said, "Yes, I do believe that." "And do you believe that Jesus died for your sin?" And I said, "Well, yeah, I do believe that." "Well, is it possible for Jesus to lie?" he would say. I said, "No, it's not possible for God to lie. I knew that." He said, "Well, Jesus said, 'Him that comes to me, I will in no wise cast out.'" And he said, "You have come to ask the Lord for salvation. And therefore, Jesus cannot turn you away if you have come with an honest heart." And it was like the old light switch coming on and the penny dropped and all of those expressions that gripped my soul. And I knew then it was no longer me reaching to hold on to God, but it was the Lord who was holding on to me. And that made all the difference to my young mind to at least understand. Now, I must shamefully say that I went far away from the Lord in my teenage years. There was some upheaval in our family about my dad left the Salvation Army because he believed it was compromised and involved in some ecumenical things. And my family was not happy about him leaving and so on. But it caused us on a bit of a search for a church. My dad was going some places. My mom was going some other places. And it wasn't healthy in that way. Mm-hmm. But I look back, it was all part of the Lord's providential working in my life and in our lives. So in teenage years, things were bad. But it's strange that even though through all the time of my in the world and in the party life and involved in bad stuff, I knew that I was a believer. And I can remember different times guys was hanging out with when they would curse or take the name of the Lord in vain. I would stop them and tell them, "No, you shouldn't do that. Don't take." And they would say, "Well, who are you, the preacher?" And I just don't do that. It's not good. So those are memories that I have, but I knew. So then when I was 18, the Lord really began then to bring me back to himself. And it really was through the beginning of the Free Presbyterian Church here in Toronto. And when the opening, it was a Bible conference, I suppose it was, or an evangelistic services, and Dr. Paisley was invited to come. And so he did come, and that very first service, the Lord really worked in my own heart. But it was a real watershed for our whole family, because I believe my mom was not saved. She was always a very decent lady, and I always believed she was a Christian, but I don't believe she was really saved, because that night, that first night, she couldn't stand Dr. Paisley. She'd heard all bad things about him. But when she heard him, the Lord touched her heart, and she was saved that night, I believe it. So I was already a believer, but not walking with the Lord, but God used that time to really begin to bring me back to him. And so as the church got going in Toronto, the Lord's merciful, I was able to be attending Sunday school and the Young People's Fellowship. And then the Lord began to use me to teach Sunday school and be the youth leader. And of course, I met Jill, who's now my wife, and she's Dr. McClellan's daughter. And so that was a great blessing for us. And we've been involved in the ministry or in the church now from that time.
And how long ago was that? Like you went into the ministry yourself?
The church started in Toronto here in 1976, which is like another world ago to many people. And we were married in 1981. And so it was after that several years when God called me into the ministry. And, you know, the strange thing, it was 8 years from the time that first I felt the pull of God, really the call of God. It was at a missionary meeting, a visiting pastor was here speaking. At different times, different meetings, I felt the burden really grow very brightly. And then other times it would just come down to a flicker. So much so that I felt that God had not forsaken me, but he had just set me aside because I was so stubborn and I wasn't going to respond to his call. And so he just bypassed me. Then I got afraid and I began to pray, Lord, don't leave me. Don't forsake using me. And so that was really important in my life. And I can remember, well, what happened was, it was in 1986 when my life had really become upset. And there was just an uneasiness with Jill and myself. And we wondered, what was the Lord doing? And so I set aside a day. It was September the 4th, 1986. And I set aside a day to seek the Lord and say, what do you want me to do in my life? And I prayed, and within 3 hours of beginning that prayer that day, in my regular Bible reading, God led me to Ephesians 3, verse 8. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. Mm. Now, what's fascinating about that is that currently now where we are ministering in a very multicultural place in Malvern, and the word for Gentiles is ethnos in the original in Ephesians 3 and 8. So that stuck in my own heart and mind, and I see the completion of that really now today, you know. So began ministry, went overseas for a couple of years into the Whitfield College of the Bible, and then finalized my study here in Toronto. And so I became the assistant pastor in the church soon after I graduated. I was surprised at that, by the way. I thought I was going to be going to some other church in Canada. I believe my calling was to Canada. Thought some other place, but the session, the elders asked me to become the assistant minister, and then some years after that, the associate minister. And well, in 2008, the congregation voted to called me to be the full-time pastor, and so that's when I took over that ministry in a full-time place. And Dr. McClellan, who has been, he's still in the church now, and it's been a great blessing to be under his ministry for all those years that I was.
Yeah.
And really thankful for just what he has done in my own life too.
Good, good. Yeah. Well, brother, that's wonderful. The church here in Toronto, what's the zip code and the service times, just in case anybody lives in the locality that's driving distance away?
Well, the address is 1600 Neilson Road in Scarborough, Ontario. And we're right at the corner of Neilson Road and Finch Avenue. And our service times, well, you can check us out on the internet. We're on Sermon Audio. In fact, we're one of the early churches that actually have a connection with Sermon Audio. And sermonaudio.com/Toronto, and that will bring you right to our church page. And so you can remember that, and you're welcome to join in any of our services. We live in a place called Malvern in Toronto. It's like a suburb, and it is very multicultural. And when we moved here in 1994, had the church built, there was farmland all around us.
Is that right?
Yes, and now there are over 15,000 homes that have been built in this whole vicinity and spreading north, and very multicultural. And so God has really fulfilled and answered that prayer of his calling, or that verse of calling, and it has been a real blessing to us. Our church represents over 20 nationalities in the congregation, and it is really encouraging to see people hungry for the word. And my burden and prayer has been, Lord, bring to us people who are serious about the gospel, who are serious about his word. We don't just want folks to pop in and visit and, you know, then leave again. It's okay if they do. I'm not talking about folks on holidays, but we want folks who are going to come to build the church and build the cause of Christ and see the greater import of the eternal kingdom of God. That's our heart.
Well, look, brother, thank you so much. And you can tune in online as well if you don't live in driving distance. But thank you, Larry, and may God bless your ministry. And God bless you folks too. You can share this if you have friends in Canada. Share this little testimony with them. We'll see you next time, friends. God bless you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.